back to it on Tuesday. Good to have you here. Now, I've got to be, in fairness, I've got to be fair about this. You may feel a bit more stupid after you hear this next bite, but I've got to play it for you because it's so instructive, all right? So I'm going to play you a soundbite here, and if you feel just a bit dumber afterwards, I apologize. I didn't say it. I'm just playing it for you so you can understand. But Mayor Pete, you know Mayor Pete, the little kid from South Bend who thinks he's going to be president, 37 years old, he runs a city of 100,000 in the state of Indiana. He thinks he should be president based on what? I have no clue whatsoever. And now he wants to pass himself off as an ordinary middle-of-the-road guy. Mayor Pete's a far-left candidate. Make no mistake, he's a far-left candidate who's trying to slide himself back into the middle and sneak in to that Joe Biden lane, right? He's trying to get in there. This isn't going to help. He was at an event yesterday, was Mayor Pete, talking about climate change. Climate change. And he said, you know, we've got these problems, that problem, and climate change is one of the root causes of the civil war in Syria. I can't make this stuff up. He says that climate change is one of the root causes of the war in Syria involving the Kurds and the Americans and the Turks and the Russians and all of these people. It's climate change, folks. Got too hot. People got really crabby. It's bite. I can't make it up. Bite number one with Mayor Pete. Go.
Now, you mentioned the security component of climate. This is very important because we are already seeing evidence that conflict and migration crises are increasing because of things like droughts and fires that are accelerated by the problems in our climate. There's some evidence that this contributed, for example, to the Syrian civil war.
Uh-huh. I want to see this evidence. I want to see this peer-reviewed evidence of it was part of the foundational problem of the civil war in Syria. No, Pete, it wasn't. No, there was a political problem. You had a dictator that people hated that tried to rise up, a dictator that killed his own people with chemical weapons and so forth. That was the problem in Syria. Climate change, yeah, it changed temporarily when we sent the mother of all bombs in there because it got real hot for some folks real quick. They didn't know much about it for very long. But I can assure you it was not climate change, Pete, you moron. Just saying. And I say that with all the love intended, all right? Okay. So let's take a moment and define the rich, if that's okay. Let's define the rich. While we're on the talking points of the left, let's define the rich. Remember when the rich was millionaires and billionaires? I mean, Bernie Sanders basically wants to outlaw billionaires altogether, and millionaires are suspect. Anybody that does really well in this world, create something new, a process. Social media, Mark Zuckerberg comes to mind. Jeff Bezos, if you create a better system to deliver goods and services to the entire world, you should benefit, but only a little bit, not to the billionaire status. And then, of course, it was if you make over $250,000 a year, well, then you're rich, and we're going to tax you there. But Bernie Sanders is taking it upon himself, thank God, to redefine rich so it's much more understandable for all of us. And now if you make more than $29,000 a year, you're rich. And you will be needing to pay a tremendous amount of money for health care for all. That Medicare for All plan is going to cost you 4% in taxes. That's just a start, of course. On every dollar you earn over $29,000, that's Bernie's plan. It's bite number two. Brace yourselves for more taxes. Bite number two. Go.
What we will do is have a 4% tax on income, exempting the first $29,000. All right, good. You're better at arithmetic than I am. Because what that means is if you are that average family in the middle who makes $60,000 a year, that means we're going to tax you on $31,000 at 4%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. And if you're an average family, I'm going to do a little math for you here. If you're an average family, let's say that makes, $100,000 a year, so you're going to be taxed on $71,000, which is a lot more, you know, let's see here, times 0.04. That means you're going to pay $3,000 a year more in taxes, $2,840. I just rounded up a little bit. Those making $100,000 will pay $3,000 extra. Those making $200,000 will pay $7,000 extra. Those making that $250,000, by the time you get there now, you will have paid, let's see here, $13,500. See, fun with math. $13,500 in additional taxes for a family making $250,000. Mom and dad work. They both went to college. They've got a couple of kids in school, going to college, hopefully. But their college fund, the money they would invest into a college fund, say $13,500 a year, a good amount to put into a college fund, will instead go to pay for illegal aliens getting health care in America. Isn't that exciting? Don't you feel good about yourself? And if you don't do that, you, of course, are a racist and a misogynist and a knuckle-dragging pig. I'm glad we covered that this Thanksgiving week. I want to make sure you understand right where you stand. And you are despicable if you don't support Medicare for all, no matter where somebody was born. And if you're not willing to jump up and down and say, thank you for taxing me at 4% for every dollar I earn over $29,000, then there's something wrong with you. And by the way, while we're on it, if you have one of those Cadillac plans, you work for one of the unions and you got one of those great plans, you work for the UAW or the IBEW or pick your union, and you've got this fabulous Cadillac plan for you and your family, I know you're going to be excited to give that up so you can start paying 4%. For every dollar you earn over $29,000 that you also negotiate with the union, pay it up, son. I know you're in line for that. I know you're on board for that. I know you'll do the right thing so that people coming here from anywhere in the world can get you to pay the way. I mean, come on. If you don't do that, you're a racist. You're a knuckle-dragging, despicable pig. I'm glad we got that out of the way. Good morning to you. It is the Steve Gruber Show. Find out more at stevegruber.com. Including that brand new story about Brenda Lawrence going up any second now. SteveGruber.com, the first Democrat off the impeachment wagon, back after this.